Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Body Pimping, the show where we turn talented amateurs into competitive sex machines. Several viewers have sent us mail admitting that they love to listen to our show while they are running themselves. We at Body Pimping think that it's a wonderful idea, and I will do my very best to describe the footage as vivid as possible and to make it as motivating to run hard and fast for me. Many have told me that there was something about my voice that gives them power when they think they can't go on anymore. I'm happy to help you shape your body into a fucking machine yourselves. Feel free to share your progress with me. Episode 0 of this season introduced 3 teams. In the first episode, we gave you a little glimpses into the training of the contestants. Bimbo porn star Peta Jensen's team consists of the huge, muscular, incredibly black-skinned Tyson, and the big-titty Dory, who is so dumb that she replied to most interview questions either with a giggle or by blowing a gum bubble. Peta's strategy is based on steroids and surgery. Adriana, triple anal, Check Cheek's future fuck toys, Chuck and Lucy are beautiful young people who entrance the audience with witty and intelligent interviews. Adriana promised the audience that after a few weeks of training, those personalities will be so fucked up and broken, they will never be regular members of society again. The third team is run by me, your host, Jay Wild. My training consists of good old physical exercise. No drugs, no implants. I will haze my contestants, Susanna and Jimmy, until they break down and black out. Their muscle sores put them in more pain than my spankings. Susanna, the former Olympic gymnast, has a lot of potential, and I expect her to win this season. Jimmy is a wimpy nerd, and in our final interview, I thought that the producers were pulling a prank on me when I learned that he's on my team for real. I was speechless. The sadist in me really likes to haze that nerd. I wanted him to quit so I'd get a proper candidate, but apparently he's not a quitter. So let's take a look at episode 0. Look at his soft, pale body with the slouching posture. He was out of breath for trying to jog up on stage. It was fun to make him run. Susanna and I hazed him every chance we got. In episode 1, we watched him run through the woods. He had already lost some weight and got some tan and a decent haircut, and he didn't look half bad. Susanna and myself took turns teasing the shit out of him to raise his testosterone levels and make sure he never came. Here you see footage of our edging sessions. Look how hard he is. His body might be desolate, but his cock is impressive. We both licked him. Oh, I remember this moment. Susanna and I made out with the tip of his cock touching our wet, hot lips. Look at this, when we tasted his pre-cum and heard him groan. That was close. We both smacked him. Susanna hit his chubby ass and I smacked his balls. Oh, there were several close calls, but we did a good job. Knock on wood. We did not have any accidents. You'll remember poor Jimmy trying to catch his teammate after I gave him permission to fuck her. That released lots of energy into his already exhausted body. But he couldn't catch the sporty girl. Let's look at that again. This is where he's panting like a crazy. Holding on to the wicked weasel bikini he managed to snatch off her sweaty body. Oh, look at that pathetic loser. Now he's sniffing his trophy. Poor Jimmy. It must be so tough being out of shape. I promised him that I'd put the bikini on after the show and blow him as a big reward. Do you want to see that? I thought so. Wearing this micro bikini looks more obscene than simply going nude. He was still so exhausted and he could barely stand on his sore legs. Even for me, it was hard to deep throat that monster. But I have to admit, he wasn't as hard as he could have been. It makes me so hot to look at myself getting skull fucked. I know it's unprofessional, but I need to touch my cunt while we watch. Look at how exhausted Jimmy was. Oh, and here you see me push that string bikini bottom to one side so he can push it in. Oh, God, suddenly, it was full of energy again. Oh, he pushed his throbbing boner into my sobbing wet cunt. Oh, yes, Jimmy, pump me as fast as you can. Oh, God. Oh, look at him panting and sweating while desperately trying to fuck me as hard as I need it. Oh, go, Jimmy. Fuck me harder. Oh, you can go so much faster. I know it. Go. 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 Faster. Faster. Oh, I need it. Harder and faster. Did you see that? Oh, he thought he was out of breath and he couldn't go any faster, but when he hears me yell, oh, I can always speed up a bit more. Yes. Oh, that's right, Jimmy. Faster. Faster. Go, go, go. Fuck this sobbing wet cunt. Harder and harder. Oh, fast. Fast. I feel you're about to come if you go faster. Oh, go, Jimmy. You can do it. Oh, I know you've been waiting for this. Oh, fuck me faster. Is that all you've got? Oh, God. Look at him. He's moving so fast and I'm so wet. Oh, but he's not worthy of coming yet. We need to keep his testosterone high. Slow down. Pull out. I can tell you're not good enough yet. You slowed down. That's good, but I said pull out. Good boy. Doesn't he look adorable, sweating and panting? A hand in my bikini bottom. We know you like to smell this. And this pathetic picture concludes the recap of the aftermath of our previous episode. Now, let's focus on today's training. Bimbo Peta's team has done incredible progress. Due to some bogus ethical problems, we could not find a doctor to administer the required hormones to our talents. But fortunately, there was a veterinarian who happened to be morally flexible and significantly cheaper. Here you can see Tyrone undergoing his steroid treatment. The doctor would lose his license if he administered this to a racehorse. Oh, you can almost watch him grow muscles hour by hour. So to make sure the body gets the sexy shape we ladies want to see, PETA's expert team invented the skin-tight suit laced with electrodes that shock him constantly. Look at him clenching his teeth. Oh, sweating makes it worse. Oh, he looks like he's having a perpetual orgasm. His body looks like it's completely made of muscles. Wave after wave of electrically induced earthquakes come over him. It looks super hot. Who wouldn't want to love to smother this man? This knob controls the speed at which the suit causes him to spasm. Let's see what he can take. Speed him up. Faster, Tyrone. Oh, yes, this looks awesome. Kick your legs fast. Faster. Faster. Oh, we want to see your body fly. Yes. Oh, I can crank it up even more. Wow. That guy looks like he's having a seizure. I want more voltage. Oh, God, this is making me so hot. I can make this man spasm. Oh, go, Tyrone. Flex your sexy muscles. Oh, God, you look so fucking hot, and I'm so wet. Oh, I need to sit on this cock while I turn this frequency knob all the way up. Oh, my God, faster. Yes, yes, oh, my God, yes. Oh, can I turn this one to 11? Oh, what happens then? Oh, I don't care. I want him to buck faster and harder. Yes. Oh, go, Tyrone. Oh, yes, I know. Oh, your heart feels like it's gonna explode. Oh, but I want you to go faster. Go. Go. Your muscles are so great. I love it. Oh, you're my living simian. Oh, give that machine more voltage. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Tyrone. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh. 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 Oh, wow. I think I blew a fuse. Can someone please turn the lights back on? Tyrone? Are you all right?
Wake up.
Oh, there you are. This was awesome. You made me come on camera. Can you stand up? No problem. Can someone get him out of the suit? Thank you. Whew, that was awesome. Don't you think he's so hot? Now, Dory is lying in her hospital bed. She can't speak right now, and her face is wrapped in bandages. What may be underneath? Collagen-injected dick-sucking lips? Perfectly white teeth? I heard they hired a Japanese cosmetic surgeon who promised to make her look like a cute hentai drawing. We'll see next week when the bandages come off. Right now, all we can see is her huge rack underneath the sheets. But I've seen watermelons smaller than that. Oh my God. Let's hope for her she won't look like a freak. Bimbification is so very tricky to get right. And if you overdo it, you create a monster. But all our contestants gave informed consent. So if we ruin that body, that's tough luck, girl. Adriana's talents are at a secret boot camp right now, so they can't be on today's show. But Adriana promised our patients will be rewarded in next episode when she presents them after brainwashing them. Now, my team, consisting of the Olympic gymnast Susanna and the not-so-quite-wimpy-anymore Jimmy, he hasn't come in 4 weeks. His testosterone level is so high he sleeps with a throbbing erection. Behind the scenes, we call him Jimmy Blue Balls. We have 3 nurses constantly on watch to make sure he won't touch himself or hump his mattress in his sleep. He is so close to exploding. He is constantly leaking precum. The nurses have strict instructions not to lick the oozing trickle of tasty, creamy semen off his hard, throbbing shaft. We know it's hard for them to resist. We had 2 nurses quit because they said they'd lose their mind if they couldn't fuck the shit out of that naked, sleeping, cum-dripping body. And I must admit, all of this running is paying off. His posture was totally slouched at the beginning and is now straight and looks very confident and strong. His shoulders look wider and his chest is bigger. His heart is stronger and larger and adapted for pumping blood into his healthy body. The sun has done him good, and his pale, sad boy has turned into a smiley, lean, sun-tanned man. It wasn't always this easy to make him move his lazy ass, but I can proudly say that I'm doing a good job. Right now, Jimmy is running, as always with the camera drone behind him. He can hear us through his headphones. Hey, Jimmy, wave your hands. You're on live stream now. And you will be happy to hear that the last episode was such a success that we have close to 200,000 live viewers who want to see you sweat. Aw, look at him waving and smiling. Hello, Jimmy. You are doing great. We are all very proud of you. How many hours are you running at this speed now? Wow, he's holding up 3 fingers. That's 3 whole hours. Awesome. When he started, he couldn't do 3 minutes. You are anything but a quitter, my good boy. Oh, he told me he likes to hear that. Who's a good boy? Who's my good boy? Yes, you are, Jimmy. You are my good boy. Keep running. Don't slow down. Good boy. Now, Jimmy, I just told the audience that you are also a very horny boy. Is that right? Yes, that's right. You are horny as fuck, aren't you? No ejaculation for 4 weeks? Not even when you fucked my horny cunt. And neither when Susanna and I blew you. Does that make you angry? Yes, I bet it does. You want to come so hard, don't you? But nobody is giving you a chance. Those nurses sometimes masturbate when they watch your naked body in bed with that huge boner. Yes, we know they are shameless. How does it feel to be so sexy? To be the object of their desires? That is because of your new body. The body of a long-distance runner. Ugh, I can't help but finger their horny cunts when they watch you. I'm sure you can smell their wet pussies and the sound of their moaning drives you crazy. Doesn't it make you want to push your cock into their shameless cunts and give them what they deserve? Oh, yes. Oh, they deserve a fast and hard fuck for being so mean and slapping your hand away from your cock every time you try to touch yourself. Show us how fast you'd fuck them. Oh, run as fast as you want to fuck those dirty little nurses. Oh, I said run. Move that lame ass. Lift those strong legs and sprint. Imagine your cock pumping fast. Go. Push. 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 Harder. Oh, you can do better. You can go so much faster. Come on, I believe in you. I know you'd fuck the shit out of them and go fast. Push. Push. Push yourself. Go. Oh, give them all you've got. Sprint like you fuck hard and fast. Go. 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 Oh, don't let go until they... Oh, come. Oh, my God, Jimmy. Oh, I wish you could see this. Oh, this little Polish busty nurse Natasha just started eating my cunt. Oh, girl. Do you like it when I talk dirty to Jimmy? Oh, Jesus Christ, you know what you're doing. Jimmy, run. Oh, this makes her very horny. Oh, she loves to see you run. Oh, she wants it. Go fast. Go faster. Oh, she wants to be... Oh, fucked fast. Oh, I know it hurts. Oh, but you need to push through it if you want to make us come. Hard. Oh, go, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, please run faster so the little bitch... Oh, makes me fucking come on her filthy, talented mouth. Go, 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 please. Please, I'm begging you, don't slow down. Don't slow down, please. Please don't quit. Oh, you can do it. You can get us off. I promise. Oh, you can fuck her on camera when you're back. Oh, go. Oh, in the studio, but please, please don't slow down now. Ah, please take the pain. Oh, we know you will be sore, but please keep going. I'm so close. So close, 10 seconds, that's all I'm asking for. 10 seconds of pain, and I'll be in heaven. Natasha, right here. Exactly like that. Oh, yes. Yes, your tongue. Right here, and your eyes on Jimmy. Oh, this sexy runner sweating for his 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Oh, I'm coming. 3. Harder. 2. Faster. Oh, 1. Oh, good. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy, you are awesome. Oh, you're the sexiest and toughest runner. Oh, I'm still quivering. I'm sorry, dear viewers and listeners. I can hardly talk anymore. Oh, Jimmy, you can slow down if you want. Oh, you deserve to fill up your nurses tonight before you fall asleep. Whew, dear audience, thank you so much for watching and listening. It has been quite literally a pleasure. I'm Jay Wild, and I hope to welcome you soon to the next episode of Body Pimpin'. Good night.